Whether you're looking for answers to specific life questions or seeking to become the best version of you possible, welcome to the Mental Breakdown and Psych Reg podcast, where we offer insight, information, and strategies based upon research and years of practice as clinical psychologists. So sit back, have a listen, and get connected with our hosts, Dr. Bernie Wilkinson and Dr. Richard Marshall. Welcome back, Richard. Today we're going to talk about a topic, talk on a topic that is very related to a little thing that we're writing right now, and that is
right.
Part two of our book, Raising an Emotionally Healthy Child.
And close to our heart.
Yes.
Because we have a bunch of them in our houses.
That's right. That's
right. We're not talking about roaches.
We're teenagers. But we are, we've been working on part two for a little while. We're almost done with
it. Go ahead, tell them. Say what you really want to say about this.
Dutch Marshall's
okay.
Finishing the last little bit.
I can take it. Thick skin.
The last draft or the last review.
It's not a revision.
No, you're going back through it, and you're just making sure that everything is where you would like for it to be.
We've rewritten.
Yes.
Two whole chapters. I mean, completely.
Yeah, yeah.
So it's very different. The revision is worth waiting for.
Yeah.
The short story is the revision is worth the wait.
This isn't the topic of today's podcast, but this is the challenge with writing some of this, is that every time we write, something will happen, we'll have some experience, we'll have some discussion, right. And be like, oh, we really need to include that. Okay. And then we go back and we add that. And then something else will happen, and we'll be, oh, we really should include that. And so then we'll go back and include that, and we just kind of
get into the cycle. And that's the problem with print compared to online.
Right.
Is that
right.
You have to go in and change this
right.
Hard copy. So.
Yeah. With blogs, you can just write a new blog every day.
Do it differently the next day.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Right. So, but we are working to get part two out soon.
It will be out in December.
There's a timestamp now.
There's a timestamp on
that. We are recording that today, and it will be...
And if it's November the 1st, renewed vigor.
Well, we're recording on November the 1st. This won't go out until November the 6th.
But... Right. I always forget, right?
I know. But we also have some other new things coming. Before we get into this, I want to mention this. We have some... We are working on some new artwork.
Right.
We are working on some new music for the podcast. Mm-hmm. We're just working to take it up a step. And we're working to, I'm going to go ahead and mention Patreon because I want to mention Patreon.
Do they pronounce that Patreon?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
So we will soon have a Patreon page and we'll get more information when it's launched.
You're going to tell them what Patreon is?
I'm going to tell them what Patreon is. It's a way that... For those of you who enjoy and listen to the podcast, I don't know which one of those should come first, listen to and enjoy, or you enjoy that you're listening to it. The podcast...
You enjoy it because you listen to it.
It's one of those.
Right.
You can sponsor us. You can, you know...
Become a part of it.
You can become a part of it as a right. patron, and that will, you know, and donate to us so that we can... Well, it takes a lot of time to do these podcasts, and we have so many ideas of things that we want to do that we just need to be able to free up some time to be able to do. And so we'd like to get somebody to help us produce these and edit these things and everything. Because right
it
now,
it takes time to bring the quality that you really want. I mean, we know how much better they can be,
mm-hmm.
but each step, each addition that we make mm-hmm. requires more time,
right.
Not a lot. And that's what we need to get is we
right.
need to free up your time in particular to build these improvements into
right.
each podcast.
Right. And we have some courses that we're wanting to build and record, courses that you'll be able to benefit from and that patrons will be able to have access to.
Right.
And so we will have that page launched pretty soon. We're just kind of waiting on that first thing that we were talking
right.
about, which is the new artwork.
The artwork and the music.
Mm-hmm. So once that is all set, then we will be able to launch that and
right.
hopefully be able to get some assistance and some help to free up some of that time.
I think November and December are going to be important months for us. The last two months
so.
Of this year.
I think so.
A number of important changes
mm-hmm.
will be occurring.
Yeah.
Improvements.
Yeah.
I think it's going to be a lot. Everything's going to be a lot better.
Yeah. So.
Yep.
All right, so...
But back we are to teenagers.
Back we are to this article that we found from Psych Central called Acknowledging Teens' Perspectives Leads to Stronger Self-Worth, Less Depression.
Right.
This is a great little article, and it's nice because it's talking about parent-child interactions and how we communicate and interact with our teens and the potential outcome that could have.
Right. Teens want to be heard.
Right.
Okay. We sort of know that.
Mm-hmm.
But we don't always practice it.
Mm-hmm.
We know that teens aren't as logical, aren't as thorough in their
right.
in their analysis of things.
Often driven more by emotion.
It is. I mean, the way their brains
impulse.
Work, everything is done emotionally, and then it's done rationally. It's just the way they're built during mm-hmm. those teenage years. But when we wrote the earlier book about teenagers, we allowed teenagers to answer specific questions about what mm-hmm. would you like from your parents
right.
or what would you like to say to your parents. And invariably, one of the things they said is, I want to make sure that my parents, I want to be heard.
Mm-hmm.
I want my parents to listen to what I have to say. They're not asking you to necessarily agree or mm-hmm. do what they're asking.
Right.
They just want to be heard.
Right.
Okay. And for the study that this reports, and this is an interesting study, and we're going to get to the other interesting part of this study at the end. They compared a group of American teens with a group of teens from Ghana.
Right.
Which has a sort of a very British system,
mm-hmm.
but very different cultural right. values. And so when we get to the end, we're going to talk about one of the important things. But whether children are in Ghana or in America, and presumably in any other country, mm-hmm. they want to be heard.
Right.
So, and if they are, you have less depression and you have better self-regulation and
right.
self-reliance and self-esteem.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. I was just talking with a family over the last couple of days who has a history, a pattern of everything turns into an argument because with their teenager,
mm-hmm.
because the parent wants, the parent is trying to accomplish one thing and the teen disagrees or the teen doesn't understand or the teen has a different opinion.
Has a different perspective.
And so it becomes
right.
a conflict.
Right.
And, you know, one of the things I often tell the parents, and I know that you do the same, is that, why are we arguing? Why do we need to argue about this?
Right.
Because you're literally sometimes beating your head against a wall that's immovable.
You're not going to, you're at this particular time, you're not going to change their opinion. They're
right.
probably going to come around to your opinion eventually.
Right. Well, and what happens, and, you know, over the last couple of weeks, some of the families that I've been talking to about this, what they invariably say is, when I stop, when I give up, within an hour, they come back and they say, you know, you may be right.
Right.
You know, maybe I shouldn't do this or
right.
maybe I should do that.
Mm-hmm.
And that is invariably what happens in right. the midst of the conflict. They're not thinking rationally. They're
mm-hmm.
not thinking in a way that's going to help solve a real problem.
Mm-hmm.
They're responding emotionally and that's what they need to be doing at that age.
Right.
So, you know, being able to communicate and interact and the type of perspectives we keep as it relates to interacting with our kids is mm. critical.
And the teenage years are a time when our children begin to separate from
right.
us. And one of the ways they separate is that they develop opposing opinions.
Right.
Whatever we're for, they're
mm-hmm.
against because
mm-hmm.
they want to show that
right.
that
right.
affirms their
right.
independence.
Sometimes to figure out who you are, you have to first figure out who you're not.
Right. And so one of the things that kids do frequently is they'll announce, if their families are religious, the kids will announce that they're atheists.
Right.
Okay. They're really not atheists yet.
Right.
Okay. They're going to go through this period of time where they're going to argue with you about religion. They're going to argue with you about politics.
Mm-hmm.
If you're a Republican, they're going to be a Democrat. If you're a Democrat, they're going to be a Republican. Just to argue the opposite
mm-hmm.
side. Because that's part of their separation,
right.
part of their independence. What we have to avoid as parents is to be drawn in and try to change their minds.
Right.
Listen to their perspective, because in the end,
mm-hmm.
they're probably going to vote very much the way you do.
Right.
And they're probably going to practice religion very much the way you do.
Right.
So they're going to go through this transition.
Right.
But when they're finished with the transition, they're going to be pretty close to where you are.
Right. And the unfortunate consequence oftentimes of battling
That's
with
right.
that is you do push them
you
away.
You push them away. And then they do become different.
Right. And so we have to let them figure out some of these things.
Let them take this journey. Mm-hmm. Let them do this transition. They're going to return to the starting point. Mm-hmm. It's a circle. It's not a line. They're not going to, unless you push too hard.
Right.
Then they're going to dig in their heels and everybody's going to lose.
Right. Yeah, exactly. Mm-hmm.
Now, there's another thing in this study.
Yeah.
Okay. Because the second part of this study I found interesting, and it may have implications in your home. In the two cultures, both cultures, both sets of teenagers, Ghana and the U.S., agreed that they want to be heard.
Mm-hmm.
The difference occurs in the American teenagers wanted and sought decision-making.
Mm-hmm.
The teenagers from Ghana didn't.
Right.
Because in their culture, it's more cooperative.
Mm-hmm.
And so while they want to be heard, they're not interested in becoming as independent as American teens.
Right.
So if in your home and in your culture, because you have a subculture in your home, if you have a subculture where children are part of the family,
right,
they may not need the decision-making mm-hmm. authority that many American teenagers want.
Right.
And for the American teens, be careful how much decision-making you give to them.
Right.
You listen to their perspective, but there are some decisions that parents need to make.
Yeah.
And that's where you have to be careful, because American teens want a little more decision-making than perhaps they should have.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah, your 16-year-old probably shouldn't be getting a tattoo. I mean,
or body piercings, or anything that's permanent.
Anything that's permanent.
We have children who decide that they want to change their gender. Mm-hmm. They want to change their sex. And they're ready for surgery at 14 or 15. I have 14 and 15-year-olds who are convinced that they need to change their gender.
Right, or in the very least want to start hormone treatment. And you know, the concern, while, you know, it may be that they are perfectly aware and correct about mm-hmm. their identity and who they are and everything. You know, the consequences of introducing hormones at that stage of development to the brain is going to have unforeseen consequences.
That's right. So there's a distinction between listen to their perspective, try to mm-hmm. understand. You're not going to convince your children, many children, that illegal drugs, mm-hmm. particularly weed, is bad, because in their world, it's not. These arguments, I mean, listen to their perspective.
Right. Okay?
You don't necessarily have to act on anything, and they don't either, but listen to their perspective.
Right. Mm-hmm. And the overall findings of the study and what we hope will be the outcome is that by listening to them and having them to be part of the conversation, it increases their view of their self-worth.
Right.
It decreases the chances of depression, and it really tightens your relationship with you and your child.
And many times, if you talk to your children calmly
mm-hmm.
and you let them give their perspective without trying to change their mind,
mm-hmm.
you know, that's many of us feel like we always have to moralize and take the moral high ground. Let them talk, because as they're talking, they'll frequently run into their own flaws, mm-hmm. the flaws in their own logic.
Right.
Okay, and they'll start to smile a little bit and say, yeah, that's not very smart, is it?
Yeah.
Let them talk.
Yeah.
Just listen.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. All right, that's it for today. So until next time, stay happy, stay healthy, and forget to be afraid.